Good morning, church. Good morning. A very, very warm welcome to you all, to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, and to our service of public worship. Welcome to those who are worshiping with us for the first time, if there are any, or those who are maybe doing so after a long while. Welcome and blessings too to those who are worshiping via Zoom and those who listen to our worship service afterwards from our website. Today is the 21st of July 2024. We are past mid-year, and I'm sure that we are looking back to the beginning of the year and asking where all this time has gone. But we thank God for his grace and for his faithfulness. And as we worship God this morning, we bring with us so much from the world. We remember members of our congregation who are not here because they are surely enjoying life somewhere. This is holiday time. But we also remember those who are going through difficult times. This morning, specifically, I would like to remind the congregation that we are having the funeral service of Jeff Martin tomorrow at 12:30 here in the church, and afterwards the interment will take place at the burial ground in Tayport. Please, if we are able, let us come through and support Marjorie, the wife of late Jeff Martin. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God, and our first hymn 127. O worship the King, all glorious above.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, Creator of all, we gather in your holy presence, drawn by the assurance that you, who began a good work in us, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. We come with hearts open, longing to be filled with your love and grace. We seek to be nourished by your word, inspired by your spirit, and comforted by your everlasting peace. Merciful God, fountain of forgiveness, we confess that we have often placed our trust in mere human strength and understanding, turning our hearts away from you. As the prophet Jeremiah proclaimed, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." We acknowledge that we have been like a bush in the wastelands, dwelling in parched places and barren deserts of our own making. We ask for your mercy and forgiveness as we pray in the words our Savior gave us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Jesus loves me, this I know. 5, 6, 4. Are there any children in church this morning? Children of the month. Hello, everyone. Hello. Good morning. How are you? Have I seen you today? I've seen you today. Where? In the house. That's correct. So this morning, I want to start with a few questions for our children's talk. Have you ever started a project, for example, trying to build a Lego castle? Have you ever tried to build a Lego castle? And you were not able to finish it. Did you finish building it? Eventually. But it probably took some time for you to do that. And the second question is, do you think it is really important to help people? Is it? Why is it important to help people? Yes, Ariel, you are the only one who can answer questions here, not Zara. Why is it important to help people? Okay, because if you don't, they might think you are a bad friend. Why is it important to help people? All of us now will do children's address because there are no children, many children. Why is it important to help people? I think that answers the question. Do you owe to others what you expect them to do to you? So in helping others, we are saying that we might also need help, and so we would be happy if you helped us. So how do you feel when someone is really kind to you? How do you feel when someone is really kind to you? You feel grateful. You feel happy. You feel secure because then you know that, you know, people can always bring their kindness. There are people who think about you. Now, Paul was speaking to people in a certain place, Philippi, to the Philippians, and he was telling them that God was going to finish the work that he had started in their lives. That God was going to finish the work that he had started in their lives. That's a very, very nice thing. It is like saying that this Lego castle which I've started building, I will finish it and feel satisfied. So God is doing something in our lives. And what God is doing is trying to make us be like him. To be kind, to be helpful, to make other people happy because we want them to make us happy. And all these nice things which we learn in church every Sunday is part of the process of God trying to bring the completion of the work that he has started in our lives. And that's not all. Sometimes we are not happy. There are many things that trouble us. But God says, look, I'm going to take away those troubles. The work that I've started in your life, which is a good work, I will bring it to the finish. So each time we come to church, let us think about being kind to God, to people, and know that when we are kind to people, it's part of what God is doing. He is enabling us to be kind. He's trying to use us also to finish the work in the world. And so let us do unto others what we would expect them to do to us. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks for the assurances that we receive from the pages of Scripture. We thank you for our children and for the lessons they learn. And we thank you especially that you are committed to finishing the work you've begun in our lives. Help us, O Father, to place ourselves in places where your promises would be fulfilled. We thank you especially for our children. Bless them. And as they listen to your word, O Father, complete your work in their lives. And may your name be glorified now and forever. Amen. We will sing again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons.
The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can stand it? If the Lord search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct and according to what his deeds deserve. The New Testament reading is Paul's epistle to the Philippians. It's taken from there. Chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. Philippians, chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. God bless these readings of his holy word. Amen. And now we'll sing hymn number 153, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, our Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us reflect this afternoon on the theme, Trust in God's Faithfulness and Grow in Grace. Trust in God's faithfulness and grow in grace. In the book, Learning to Walk in the Dark, Barbara Brown Taylor explores the concept of darkness in both a literal and metaphorical sense, presenting the argument that darkness can be a place of learning, growth, and personal revelation. Taylor challenges the traditional association of darkness with negativity and fear, suggesting instead that embracing the darkness can lead to profound insights and spiritual enrichment. She encourages readers to explore what she calls lunar spirituality, which acknowledges the presence of divine grace and learning in dark times as opposed to only in the light. Learning to Walk in the Dark offers a compelling framework for understanding and appreciating the challenging phases of life, suggesting that darkness is not just a state to be feared or avoided, but a powerful source of revelation and connection. My dear Christian friends, as we cross the midpoint of the year and pause to reflect, many people find themselves in a season of introspection, questioning the unfolding narratives of their lives. The landscape of unfulfilled aspirations, global political unrest, pervasive illness, personal loss, and relational strife bears witness to our collective human challenges. In recent years and months, our hearts have been shaken and our spirits challenged by other events around the world. The ongoing wars in Cameroon, Ukraine, and the Middle East. Unprecedented floods in Dubai, Oman, Bahrain, and Qatar, and wildfires in California have all contributed to a sense of despair. These calamities have displaced thousands, torn communities apart, and changed lives forever. Such events highlight the fragility of our existence and the unpredictable nature of our world. Yet, amidst these trials, we have witnessed remarkable acts of kindness and solidarity. People from all walks of life have come together to provide aid, embodying the spirit of community and love that Jesus Christ taught us. It is against the backdrop of all the problems that we face that we are called to trust in God's faithfulness and to grow in love. Our world is rapidly changing, and uncertainties abound, making the call to trust in God's faithfulness and grow in love more pressing than ever. In Philippians 1:6-11, Paul expresses confidence that God, who began a good work in the believers, will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He prays for their love to abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so they may discern what is best and be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness. The prophet Jeremiah at chapter 17, verse 5 to 10, complements this by contrasting two ways of living: trusting in human strength versus trusting in the Lord. Jeremiah describes the person who trusts in humanity as a bush in the wastelands, whereas the one who trusts in the Lord is like a tree planted by the water, whose leaves are always green and who bears fruit despite drought. And the Apostle Paul assures us in Philippians that God's work in us is ongoing and will be brought to completion. This promise is powerful for all of us. It means that despite our shortcomings, failures, and the uncertainties we face, God's purpose for us remains steadfast. His faithfulness is not dependent on our perfection, but on his perfect love and commitment to us. Jeremiah reinforces this by warning against the folly of relying solely on human wisdom and strength. Dear friends, today we live in an era dominated by self-reliance and individualism. The modern world often emphasizes human capability and intellect, sidelining the need for divine intervention and guidance. Yet, Jeremiah reminds us that such trust is misplaced and leads to barrenness. Instead, trusting in God, we are like trees planted by water, nourished and fruitful. In our personal and communal lives, we must evaluate where we place our trust. Are we leaning more on our abilities and human solutions, or are we placing our trust in God? This doesn't mean neglecting our responsibilities, but recognizing that true strength and guidance come from the Lord. Our love must be intelligent and discerning. In a world of information overload, fake news, and conflicting ideologies, we are called to a love that seeks truth and acts wisely. This means engaging with the world thoughtfully, seeking to understand before we judge, and acting in ways that reflects Christ's love. Paul's letter is a reminder of the communal aspect of faith. We are not isolated trees, but part of a forest. Supporting one another, praying for each other, and growing together in love and knowledge, which is vital for our spiritual health. As I bring this sermon to a close, let us stand united, hearts lifted with vigor and purpose, as we affirm our trust in the steadfast love of God. Amid the trials we face today, whether they be ill health, the sting of loss, uncertainties about tomorrow, misunderstandings at work, or the anxious wait for medical reports, let us remain anchored in our faith in the Almighty God. We are reminded of the promise that if we place our trust not in the fragile designs of humanity, but in the enduring strength of God, he will bless us abundantly and protect us throughout our journey. In every endeavor, in every challenge, we will not only endure but thrive. As Scripture assures us, we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. Let this be our prayer, that your love may overflow more and more, and that you will continue to grow in knowledge and understanding. For it is essential to discern what really matters, enabling us to live pure and blameless lives until the day Christ returns. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character wrought in your life by Jesus Christ, which will bring much glory and praise to our Heavenly Father. Together, let us step forward into the future, carrying these blessings and assurances in our hearts, ready to face whatever lies ahead with courage, grace, and an unyielding trust in our God, who is faithful now and throughout eternity. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises over our lives, and especially today, that the good work you've begun in us, you will bring to completion. Help us to be not just hearers of your word, but people who are willing to do what you call us to do, and continue to bless us as we serve you in the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, 502, Take My Life, Lord, Let It Be. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we bring before you these offerings, the fruits of our labor, as tokens of our trust in your faithfulness to us. In times of uncertainty and turmoil, we turn to you, confident that you who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Accept these gifts as an expression of our gratitude and our commitment to grow in love and service to one another. We come before you with hearts burdened by the suffering and chaos in our world. We continue to lift up the people of Cameroon, Ukraine, the Middle East, and other places where ongoing wars have caused immense pain and displacement. We pray for your peace to descend upon these regions, for wisdom and compassion to guide the leaders, and for healing and restoration for all affected. Spirit of wisdom in a world filled with confusion and conflicting ideologies, grant us discernment. Let our love be intelligent and thoughtful, seeking truth and acting wisely. Help us to engage with the world around us in ways that reflect your love and grace, standing firm in our faith, even amidst the noise and chaos. We lift up our church family here in Newport on Tay and beyond. Strengthen our bonds of fellowship that we may support one another in prayer, in love, and in service. Remind us that we are part of a greater body called to grow together in love and knowledge and to bear one another's burdens. As we step into this week, may our hearts be uplifted and our spirits filled with joy. We pray for those who mourn, who have lost loved ones, that you will bring them comfort. We pray for those who are sick, that you will heal them. We pray for those who are sad, that you will put a smile again on their faces. Let us place our unwavering trust in you. Transform our barren wastelands into lush fields of hope and prosperity. And may we be like trees planted by the water, resilient and fruitful, regardless of the challenges we face. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our final hymn is Standing on the Promises of Christ, My King.
Thank you.
in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.